My name is Franco Bonaguidi, and I am a psychologist, and I work at an institute of, in the Institute of Clinical Physiology of the National Council of Research in Pisa. I wish to thank the organizer of this conference, the Dr. René Efti and Stéphane Rademacher, for inviting me. It is an honor for me to be here. My speak will be about the role of religion in patients undergoing liver transplantation. In a recent study, in a recent study of ours, religiosity was associated with prolonged survival in liver transplant recipients. The study has been published in Liver Transplantation, an American scientific journal. This article has been reported in the media and in many Italian foreign newspapers. Here you can see the Sun, how we reported the article. God can help survive a chance. Liver transplant patients actively seeking God have a better survival rate than non-believers. But to better understand these results, it's important to consider the emotional life, the psychological state of the patient undergoing liver transplantation. As a psychologist, I am a part of the team of doctors who regularly screen candidates for liver transplantation. Pisa has one of the best liver transplant units in Italy. During my systematic evaluation of these patients, I observed the waiting for liver transplantation is a very stressful condition for patients. Organ transplantation is an uncontrollable event with life and death consequences, physical fatigue, somatic complaints, psychological dependence, confusion, and disorientation, so frequently reported by these patients, appear related not only to their physical condition, but also to their difficulties coping with the event. This event is very stressful. Che è successo? Sorry. One of these patients has painted a strange landscape where the sun seems to fall to the earth with a dark background behind. It is the picture for the patients who are waiting for liver transplantation. The disease proceeds. Patients feel their frailty and mortality. They live between life and death. In this situation, they often reconsider their lives and report a change in value. They become true and essential. A 54-year-old patient said, "I have changed for the better. Before, somehow my life was wrong. I was interested only in material things. Now I consider important the value of a feeling of solidarity towards others. In the suffering of others, I can feel their suffering." Patients feel compassion. many of these patients turn to God, a personal, private, intimate God, reminiscent of the God that Lev Tolstoy described in Resurrection, that infused them with a feeling of revival and courage and of beauty towards the world. In this spiritual renewal, patients emerge from the darkness to discover a new energy and wish to live. A patient said, "I have recovered my life by the will of someone who loves me. I knew I was in God's hands. I greet faith in him. I was with him. This closeness made me feel strong and calm." Sorry. Julia, a patient waiting for liver transplantation, said, "I pray God in the moment I am living. I ask him to help me to wake up after the transplant. Praying God is like taking strength for him. It is like having someone who helps you, a father who gives you strength and hope." It's a drawing of a patient. In this condition, patient live aesthetic experience. It's very beautiful. This they live. Lucia, waiting for liver transplantation, expresses a religiosity in two paintings: a sunset on the lake and a seascape at dawn, where the figure rises from the water, and the representation of death and rebirth. The transplantation seems to symbolize. Is the picture for the patients. Joseph, a transplant patient, told me, "I have found God in myself, inside myself. He came neither from a pre-existing scheme, not from a book or from a religious institution. He is something inside myself. God always wins through our conscience spiritually. He torments us if we are transgressive, rewards us with the beauty of a university, with the beauty of our fellow creatures. The experience I have lived that can be compared in nature to the sunrise, to the stars in the sky, to the murmur of the sea, to the rustle of the wind, to the color of the meadow. All this is God. Life is made of inwardness, of invisible things. The most beautiful thing is to look at to smiling eyes." Joseph expresses his feeling in a poetic form, like the patients I have just presented. In the situation of the transplant, they find beauty inside themselves and express it in different forms. Life is made of inwardness. Patients move away from the outside world, seeking the inner resource to avoid being emotionally overwhelmed. Life is made of gratitude. Sayed, a young Muslim, arrived in Italy from a liver transplant, full of hope and with a beautiful smile always in his lips. He said, "The fact that the organ has been given to me, somebody I don't know, fills me with gratitude. My organs are a part of myself and somehow must work. They are obliged to do so. But the organ donated is not part of myself. It is not obliged to work for me. And if it helps me, I feel grateful, as when a strange helps you, you are more grateful than who would be if the help came from a brother. The help for the brother is somehow almost obligatory, while the help coming from the stranger is not." Again, life is made of spirituality. Also, this is a drawing of a patience. This is the condition for the psychological state of this patient when turned to God. Life is made of tenderness and solidarity. Paola, waiting for transplantation. Transplant between life and death. Life, through transplantation, is linked to the death of another person who gives his organ. Mors tua vita mea, a condition that has never been so real as the organ transplantation. Many candidates show the difficulty of accepting the new organ as they feel guilty for their survivors through the death of another person. It is important to overcome this feeling to get the psychological integration of the new organ. Turning to God may help the patients to overcome this difficulty and accept the transplantation. Antonio was unable to accept the transplantation. This is the story of Antonio. He told me, "I could not accept the transplant, considering that another person should die to let me live. When I found God, I accepted the transplantation. I know I am a great sinner. I have wished to apply to God through confession for a long time, to ask him for a sign to help me face this difficulty. After the confession, I expected God to give me an answer, and soon the answer came. While I was at suicide, I saw a young mother and her son who are going to be drowned because the sea was pushing them offshore. I reached them swimming and saved them. After I went away, I was not interested in her gratitude. I was satisfied with saving them. In this fact, I have seen God's answer to my refusal to the transplant. Having saved their lives, I could accept that another person could save my life. I have found God again inside myself, and my life is a private thing between myself and him. He always gives me answers." Enoch Senior Vinces, a drawing of patients waiting for liver transplantation. Eleonore, another patient, told me, I have fallen into a state in the state of apathy, resignation, after the great physical and psychological suffering during the disease, and I was waiting for death. I did not feel like facing the transplantation. It was like climbing a mountain too high. I was told by many to apply to God, but I was ashamed, thinking God had something else to do. But one day, an extraordinary fact happened. By chance, I met an unknown person that spoke to me of a liver transplant, of his faith in God, and his rebirth after the transplantation. After that meeting, I dreamed several times. I used a bird flying in the sky with open wings, overcoming my fears. I wanted to fly as far as the sun. I deeply wished to run barefoot in the green meadows, to lie on the damp grass, interact with nature, to let the wind caress me. Now I am sure I will succeed in facing the transplantation. I thank God and all those who have been near me. Eleonora's drawing about the dream of being a bird and flying in the sky. This is the emotional life, the emotional feeling of the patients in this situation when turn to God. In the face of this profound manifestation of religiosity, I tried to understand whether they could be related to psychological fragility and therefore either be a risk factor or, on the contrary, could be a psychological resource and hence a protective factor for the outcome. So I started this study. I don't know if this manifestation was a fragility or resource for in this situation. For me, the first time that they meet these patients many years ago, but I don't know. And then I thought to do a study. Aim of the study. The aim of the study was to test the hypothesis that religiosity, it has turned to God, improves the survival of patients with end-stage liver disease who have undergone orthotopic liver transplantation. We also investigated the possible effect of demographic variables, education level, employment, a clinical variable on patient survival. The method. 179 candidates for liver transplantation, 129 males, answered a questionnaire on religiosity. During the psychological evaluation, for entry in the waiting list. Demographic and clinical data, such as age, sex, marital status, education level, occupation, liver disease, child PUS score, serum creatinine, time from questionnaire to transplant, donor age, time of ischemia of the graft, length of to stay in intensive care unit, ICU, intraoperative bleeding were considered in the study. Patients were transplanted between 2004 and 2007. Sorry, I needed to water. Indication for the liver transplantation were viral hepatitis, alcoholic liver disease, autoimmune hepatitis, hepatocellular carcinoma, polycystic liver disease, metabolic liver disease. You can see the patients affected by viral hepatitis was 122. Is 68% of all patients. The questionnaire of religiosity is composed of 10 items that describe several ways to face difficulty by turning to God. The questionnaire was administered during the psychological evaluation. For each item, the patient asked how much he had utilized that behavior to face the difficulty of transplantation. Responses were coded to a 5-point score. 1, not at all. 2, a little. 3, somewhat. 4, much. A 5, very much. Analysis of data. Patients after transplantation entered in a 4-year clinical follow-up program, median 21 months. Endpoint. The only endpoint considered in the study was survival, regardless of the cause of the death. A factorial analysis was performed in these answers to the questionnaire in order to establish whether the various items could be reduced in a small number of underlying factors. Kaplan-Meier survival analysis was used to compare survival in the two groups of patients, religious patients and not religious patients. Koch model analysis were used to identify which variable contributed to predicting survival. This is the questionnaire of religiosity. You can see there are 10 answers. Results. From factorial analysis performed on the responses of the religious questionnaire, 3 factors emerged. We name it then factor 1, seeking God, active. Factor 2, waiting God. And factor 3, fatalism. According to the high loading that the item had in the factor. You are loading the red number. Factor 1, seeking God, is characterized by the following item. I sought God's help in dealing with the situation. I took control over what I could, and I let God help me with the rest. With God's help, I was able to see the situation in a different light. I accepted the situation was not in my hands, but in the hand of God. I trusted that God would handle the situation. I tried to find the lesson from God in the event. Seeking God means an active search for God, speaking to Him, praying with faith and confidence. Factor two, waiting God. Awaiting God. I waited for God to provide solution to my problem. I let God solve my problem for me. You see, he's more passive. I focus on the divine word rather than on the problems of this world. Waiting God means a passive attitude towards God, with the perception of a distant God. Factor three, fatalism. The thought that we have a destiny helped me to see the situation in a new way, so things seemed to me more under control. Fatalism is an attitude characterized by generic trust in destiny. Results. During the 4-year post-transplantation follow-up, 18 deaths were recorded. The result of the Koch univariate analysis. According to the results, only the seeking God and the age, length of ICU stay, interpretive bleeding. These factors are associated with survival. While these variables are not associated with survival. You can see clinical variables are not associated. Serum creatinine, time from questionnaire to transplant, donage, time of ischemia of the graft, intraoperative bleeding. Also different way to turn to God is not associated with survival. Waiting for God factor, a fatalism factor. This is the result of a multivariate analysis. The result of the multivariate analysis showed the only seeking God factor as a ratio 2.95, a length of stay of ICU stay were independently associated with survival. Patients who showed a low score in seeking God were younger than others, but the risk of death was 3 times higher. In other words, patients who presented an active search for God had the risk of death 3 times lower than patients who did not report this religious experience. Expressing survival using Kaplan-Meier survival curves, patients with a higher score in searching for God showed a significant lower survival. 93.4% compared to other 79.5%. Conclusion. The candidate for liver transplantation showing high religiosity, Idest seeking God's help, faith in God, trust in God, and trying to discern God's will even in the disease. After transplantation, have a better quad vitam prognosis the patients with low religiosity. Okay, this is the conclusion. Ringraziamenti, acknowledgement. Is needed to do it. I feel deep gratitude towards all the patients I met who have allowed me to share with their experience of sorrow, hope, and rebirth in the face of the transplantation. I learned much from them because with their manifestation of authenticity and beauty, they have changed me and have taught me to look at life in new dimension. I would like to conclude with a quotation of Saint-Exupéry in the Petit Prince. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Thank you very much.